This news update's being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. A court case positioned for a low-friction sentencing, both the defense and the people aligned on a one-year delayed sentence for Nathan Allen Jones' third-degree child abuse conviction, with no objections to the persistence report or guideline scoring. The only procedural noise was minor plea confusion, which the court moved past without a dispute. The defense framed the incident as an escalation and argued for rehabilitation via anger management and reunification efforts. The people submitted a victim's mother's letter detailing a pattern of violent, neglectful behavior and the child's fear of her father, yet still requested the court follow the delayed sentence recommendation. The stakes are clear. The court must balance public safety and victims' protections against structured rehabilitative leverage, with both sides converging on delayed sentencing. The decisive variable becomes the court's conditions and compliance rigor rather than whether to delay. The courts are committed to a decision that prioritizes enforceable accountability over symbolic leniency. And the Port Austin Township Board of Trustees approved accepting a Department of Natural Resource grant from the Huron County Economic Development Corporation. The board decided to put the grant money into an account earmarked for the Grindstone City Boating Access Site. In October 2025, Linda Pridnia, who is Port Austin Community Liaison with DNR, attended the Michigan State Waterways Commission meeting. She thanked the commissions for their involvement and partnership in the redevelopment of the Port Austin State Harbor. During the Waterways Commission meeting, Kristen Kosick, who's the Chief of Parks and Recreation, requested ribbon-cutting ceremony be held at Port Austin State Harbor once the 2026 boating season begins. As that meeting was wrapping up, it was noted the commission and DNR staff have toured various boating facilities, which included Seaboyne Harbor Marina, Bayport Boating Access Site, Caseville Harbor, Port Austin State Harbor, Grindstone City Boating Access, and the Harbor Beach Marina. And Tuscola County Economic Development Corporation announced a tax break that will help a business with major expansion. The Fremont Township Board of Trustees approved a 12-year tax abatement of 50% for the $514,000 expansion of Laser Marking Technologies, LMT, during the last meeting. The expansion will help the business's 25 employees to help keep their jobs and add 7 new ones. The business manufactures lasers and printers designed specifically for the operation in harsh environments with minimal maintenance. During the meeting's public hearing, Sam Palmiter from LMT and Tuscola County EDC Director Alicia Proctor explained and answered questions about the company and its expansion. And we'll return right after this word from Kohler's.
This is Julie from Kohler's Propane. Be on the lookout for Kohler's Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks, transporting propane to homes and businesses throughout the Thumb area. B-Cups stands for Breast Cancer Understanding Prevention and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Aspire Rural Health System's mammography department by donating a portion of their propane sales to Aspire's mammogram screening in their B-Cups program. It is Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Aspire Rural Health, and to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
And we're back with more news. U.S. researchers have developed a new antibiotic, EVG7, which successfully treats deadly gut infections without destroying the healthy microbiome. In mouse studies, the drug proved effective against C. difficile a common and dangerous hospital-acquired infection. Unlike traditional antibiotics that carpet bomb the gut, the EVG7 selectively targets harmful bacteria. If human trials succeed, this could revolutionize how doctors treat chronic infections while maintaining patient immunity. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made a pointed appeal today for a fundamental restructuring of the UN Security Council. He highlighted the lack of permanent representation for Africa and Latin America as a failure of modern legitimacy. Guterres argued that the current 15-nation structure, dominated by post-World War II powers, is unable to effectively address 21st-century conflicts like the one currently unfolding in the Middle East. The proposal faced immediate pushback from several permanent members. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Brown City, Bad Axe, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.